This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to receive feedback without getting defensive, the GROW method explained. A four-step method for turning hard feedback into real growth. In short, this article explains the GROW method, a four-step framework for receiving feedback without shutting down, so you can turn even difficult criticism into a clear and actionable development plan. The GROW method. Goal, reality options, way forward. How to respond when feedback catches you off guard. How to disagree with feedback without damaging the relationship. Definition: to receive feedback defensively means reacting to criticism with resistance, denial, or counterattack rather than openness. The GROW method is a four-part structure that interrupts that defensive pattern and redirects your energy toward goal setting, honest self-assessment, and committed action. Someone once gave me feedback I genuinely needed to hear. She was a colleague I respected, and she told me, clearly and kindly, that I had a habit of talking over people when I disagreed with them. My first instinct was to explain why she was wrong. I did not, but I came close. That moment taught me something I have carried for decades. Good intentions are not enough when you receive feedback. You need a structure to hold onto when the instinct to defend yourself rises up like a tide. Without one, you say things you regret, you miss the truth in what is being said, and you damage relationships that matter. In Say It Right Every Time, I describe the ability to receive feedback without getting defensive as a superpower. Most people focus on how to give feedback well. Far fewer invest the same effort in learning how to receive it. That is a mistake. In this article, you will learn four frameworks that give you reliable structure for feedback skills in any situation. If you want the other side of the conversation, how to give constructive feedback without causing tension covers the delivery side in full. Why structure matters more than you think when receiving criticism. Most people believe receiving feedback is a natural ability. Either you are secure enough to take it or you are not. That is simply not true. Receiving feedback is a skill, and like any skill, it requires a method. When pressure rises, people default to their worst habits. They go quiet and shut down. They argue. They apologize excessively and then change nothing. Structure is the alternative. A clear method gives your brain something to do other than defend your ego. Here are the situations where having a framework makes all the difference. When feedback arrives in public and embarrassment sharpens your defensiveness, a framework keeps your response measured instead of reactive. When the feedback is vague and you are not sure what is actually being criticized, a structured response helps you ask for specifics without sounding dismissive. When feedback touches something you are already insecure about, a framework stops you from over-apologizing or over-explaining. When you genuinely disagree with what you are hearing, a method lets you acknowledge the other person's view before you offer your own perspective. When feedback comes from someone senior to you, a structured response signals maturity and the kind of self-awareness that builds careers. The frameworks in this article give you the structure. Use them until they become instinct. Method 1. The GROW method. The GROW method is a four-part framework for receiving feedback and converting it into a personal development plan. Rather than reacting in the moment, you use four structured steps to process what you've heard and commit to a path forward. What it is designed for. This method is built for formal feedback conversations, performance reviews, and any moment where feedback is substantive enough to deserve a real response rather than a quick thanks. How it works. Number 1. Goal. Identify what the feedback is pointing you toward. What is the growth area being named? Once you understand the goal, you have a direction, not just a criticism. Example. Based on this feedback, it sounds like my main goal should be to improve my project management skills. Number 2. Reality. Acknowledge the current situation honestly. What is actually happening right now that prompted this feedback? Skipping this step means building a plan on denial. Example. The reality is that I have let a few deadlines slip this quarter. Number 3. Options. Generate possible ways to address the gap between your goal and your reality. More than one option is important here. It signals that you are thinking seriously about change. Example. Some options could be to take a project management course, find a mentor who's strong in that area, or be more disciplined about using our project management software. Number 4. Way forward. Commit to a specific action, not I will try. A named step with a timeline. Example. My plan is to start the online course this week and schedule a weekly project review with you. Does that sound like a good plan to you? When to use it? Use the Grow method in performance reviews, one-on-ones with a manager, or any feedback conversation where you have time to respond thoughtfully. It works best when stakes are high and the feedback is specific enough to act on. When not to use it? Do not use it for minor, passing comments. If a colleague mentions a small preference in how you format emails, a full Grow response is disproportionate. A quick example in practice. Your manager tells you that you've been missing key details in your written updates and that the team is losing confidence in the project status reports. You respond, "Thank you for telling me that. Based on what you're saying, my goal is to improve the quality and clarity of my written updates. The reality is that I have been rushing them on Friday afternoons. Some options would be to shift the update to Thursday, use a standard template, or ask you to review the first two with me. My plan is to create a template this week and send you the next one for feedback before I distribute it. Does that work for you?" Eamon's take. I introduce the Grow method in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time because it solves the exact problem most people face in feedback conversations. They hear the criticism, but they have no structure for what comes next. This method gives you that next step, and it shows the person who gave you feedback that you took them seriously. Method 2. The Thank You First Response. The Thank You First Response is a simple one-move technique. Before you say anything else in response to feedback, you say thank you, not as a pleasantry, as a deliberate act of de-escalation and respect. What it is designed for. This technique is built for the first moments after receiving difficult or unexpected feedback, when your instinct is to respond before you've fully listened. How it works. Number 1. Pause before speaking. Do not fill the silence with justification. Give yourself 2 or 3 seconds to register what has been said. The pause itself signals that you're taking the feedback seriously. Example. Someone tells you that you interrupted them in a meeting. You breathe. You do not immediately say, but. Number 2. Say thank you explicitly. Thank you for telling me that is one of the most powerful phrases in any feedback conversation, as I describe and Say It Right Every Time. It honors the other person's courage in speaking up. Example. Thank you for telling me that. I know that was not easy to say. Number 3. Name your honest reaction if it is genuine. If the feedback surprises you, say so. Transparency about your reaction builds trust. It also buys you time to process before you respond more fully. Example. I will be honest, that is a bit of a surprise to hear. Can I have some time to think about it? When to use it? Use this technique in any feedback situation, but especially when the feedback is unexpected, emotionally loaded, or delivered in a way that feels unfair. It works regardless of whether you agree with what you have heard. When not to use it? Do not use it as a deflection. Saying thank you and then immediately defending yourself defeats the purpose. The thank you must be genuine, not a setup for a counterargument. A quick example in practice. A peer tells you that your attitude in team meetings has been dismissive. Your instinct is to tell them they have misread the situation. Instead, you say, "Thank you for telling me that. I can see why it might have come across that way. Can you give me a specific example of when you noticed it? I want to make sure I understand what you are seeing." Eamon's take. I have tested this in rooms where the tension was so thick you could feel it. The simple act of saying thank you before anything else changes the entire temperature of the conversation. It takes courage. That is exactly why it works. Method 3. The specificity request. The specificity request is a structured response to vague feedback. When someone tells you that you need to be more strategic or could communicate better, that information is nearly useless without an example. This technique turns vague criticism into something you can actually act on. What it is designed for. This method addresses one of the most common failures in feedback conversations. Feedback that is general enough to feel like an accusation, but not specific enough to prompt change. You can read more about why specificity matters in feedback models. Every manager should know how it works. Number 1. Acknowledge the feedback first. Do not lead with your request for specifics. Acknowledge what has been said so the person knows you heard them. Example. Thank you for that feedback. I really want to work on this. Number 2. Ask for a concrete example. Name the behavior they referenced and ask when they saw it. Be direct and genuine. Example. To help me understand, could you give me a specific example of a time when I was not being strategic enough? Number 3. Ask what they would have liked to see instead. This is the most important part. It moves the conversation from problem to solution. Example. And what would you have liked to see me do differently in that situation? When to use it. Use the specificity request whenever feedback is too general to act on. It is especially important in performance reviews, where vague feedback can follow you for an entire year without giving you anything concrete to improve. When not to use it. Do not use it as a challenge. If your tone suggests that you are demanding proof rather than seeking understanding, the technique will feel confrontational rather than constructive. A quick example in practice. Your manager tells you that you need to show more leadership. You respond, "Thank you for raising that. I genuinely want to work on it. Could you point me to a specific situation where you felt I missed an opportunity to lead and tell me what you would have liked to see me do in that moment?" That single question gives you more useful information than a year of vague encouragement to step up. Eamon's take. Vague feedback is useless feedback, as I say directly in Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time. The specificity request is a tool you reach for when someone has the intention to help you, but lacks the skill to be precise. It is not confrontational. It is a kindness to both of you. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Method 4. The Calm Disagreement Script. The Calm Disagreement Script is a structured way to push back on feedback you believe is inaccurate or unfair without arguing, shutting down, or damaging the relationship. It is built on a simple principle: acknowledge before you challenge. What it is designed for. This method addresses the specific situation where you have genuinely listened to feedback, considered it honestly, and concluded that it does not reflect your experience or the facts as you understand them. The Emotional Intelligence and Feedback Conversations article explores the self-regulation skills that make this possible. How it works. Number 1. Show that you heard them fully. Restate their position accurately. This is not agreement. It is proof that you listened. Example. I hear what you're saying, and I can see why you would feel that way based on what you observed. Number 2. Name that your experience was different. Do not say they are wrong. Say your perspective differs. The distinction matters enormously to how that other person receives it. Example. The way I experienced that situation was a bit different. Can I share my side of it? Number 3. Ask permission before speaking. Can I share my side? Is not a formality. It is an act of respect that keeps the conversation collaborative rather than adversarial. Example. I want to be transparent with you. Would you be open to hearing my perspective? When to use it. Use the script when you have already listened fully and genuinely disagree after reflection, not as a first response. It works best in one-on-one conversations, not public settings where ego is involved on both sides. When not to use it. Do not use it to litigate every piece of feedback you receive. If you reach for this script often, the problem may not be the feedback. It may be your relationship with receiving it. A quick example in practice. A colleague tells you that you dominated the discussion in a strategy session. You believe you contributed your fair share. You say, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate you telling me. I want to be honest, my experience of that conversation was a bit different. I felt I was responding to direct questions more than initiating. Could I share what I remember? And we can compare notes. Eamon's take. The courage to disagree respectfully is as important as the courage to accept criticism. Both require you to be more committed to the truth than to your own comfort. That is the standard worth holding yourself to. How to choose the right method for the situation. Knowing the methods is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best method. Performance review with substantive feedback grow method. Feedback arrives suddenly and catches you off guard. Thank you first response. Feedback is too vague to act on specificity request. You genuinely disagree with what you have heard. Calm disagreement script. High stakes feedback from a senior leader. Thank you first response. Then grow. Peer feedback that feels personal. Thank you first response. Then calm disagreement script if needed. Feedback in a public setting. Thank you first response only. Save the rest for a private conversation. Sometimes more than one method applies. If feedback surprises you and is also vague, start with the thank you first response to stabilize the conversation, then move to the specificity request once the temperature is lower. When feedback is both substantial and surprising, the grow method gives you the fullest possible response. The methods layer well. They are designed to work together. When in doubt, start with the simplest method. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using these methods. These methods only work when you use them with genuine intention, not as a script you recite without meaning. Saying thank you while visibly rolling your eyes or sighing. The words of the thank you first response are worthless without the body language to match. If your tone is sarcastic, you've made the situation worse, not better. Using the specificity request as a challenge. If you ask for an example in a tone that says prove it, the other person will feel interrogated, not heard. The request must come from genuine curiosity. Completing the GROW framework in the meeting, and then never following up. The GROW method creates a commitment. If you do not act on your stated way forward, the feedback conversation becomes a performance rather than a turning point. Following up on feedback is what builds trust over time. Reaching for the calm disagreement script too quickly. If you use it before you have genuinely considered the feedback, it reads as defensiveness dressed up in polite language. Listen first. Sit with it. Then decide whether you actually disagree. Treating these methods as tricks rather than tools. The people you work with can tell the difference between someone who is genuinely engaged and someone who is running through a communication checklist. Presence and sincerity are not optional extras. A method used badly is still better than no method. But a method used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these methods today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That is a reliable way to use none of them well. Number 1. Start with the thank you first response. It is the easiest method to apply and the one with the highest immediate return. For the next 2 weeks, make it a rule every piece of feedback you receive. You say thank you before you say anything else. Build that habit before you add anything else. Number 2. Prepare the GROW script before your next performance review. Read the framework again the evening before. Write down what you think the likely feedback areas will be. Draft a rough GROW response for each one. You will not use it word for word, but the preparation means you will not be caught without a structure when it matters. For more on how feedback and performance reviews connect, the How to Use the GROW Method to Turn Team Feedback into a Synergy Improvement Plan article extends this framework to team-level conversations. Number 3. Practice the calm disagreement script in low-stakes conversations first. Find a situation where the stakes are low, the disagreement is real, but minor, and practice saying I hear what you're saying, and my experience was a bit different. Notice how the other person responds. Build the muscle before you need it in a high-pressure moment. Number 4. Build in a follow-up habit. After any feedback conversation, set a reminder for 2 weeks later. At that point, go back to the person and name one concrete action you took in response to what they told you. This single habit transforms the way people experience giving you feedback. They will give you more of it, and it will be more honest. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The ability to receive feedback without getting defensive is a skill you can build. It is not a personality trait you either have or do not have. The GROW method, as I cover in full and say it right every time, gives your 4-step structure for turning feedback into a development plan. Goal, reality options, way forward. Saying thank you before you say anything else is one of the most powerful moves available to you in any feedback conversation. Vague feedback is not useful feedback. Use the specificity request to turn general criticism into something you can act on. You can disagree with feedback without arguing. Acknowledge first. Share your perspective second. Ask permission before you do. Following up after a feedback conversation is what separates people who grow from people who simply absorb criticism and forget it. For the other side of these conversations, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides will complete the picture. And if you've ever been on the giving side when a colleague shuts down, how to respond when a team member reacts defensively to synergy-focused feedback gives you the tools for the moment too. The capacity to receive feedback defensively without acting on it is easy. The capacity to receive feedback openly and grow from it is rare. That rarity is exactly what makes it worth practicing. Frequently asked questions. How do you receive feedback without getting defensive? To receive feedback without getting defensive, pause before responding and listen to understand rather than to argue. The GROW method gives your 4-step structure clarify your goal, accept the reality, explore your options, and commit to a way forward. Saying thank you first creates space to process. What is the GROW method for receiving feedback? The GROW method is a four-part framework for turning feedback into a personal development plan. The four steps are goal, reality options, and way forward. It is drawn from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time and helps you respond to feedback with clarity instead of emotion. Why do people get defensive when receiving feedback at work? Defensiveness is a natural stress response. When feedback feels like a personal attack, the brain triggers what is sometimes called an amygdala hijack, flooding you with a fight-or-flight reaction before you can think clearly. The GROW method gives your brain a structured task to focus on instead. How can you disagree with feedback without arguing? You can disagree with feedback by first acknowledging what the other person has said, then calmly sharing your perspective. A script that works well is say you hear them, name what you understood, and ask if you can share your own experience of the situation. Curiosity heats the door open. What should you say when feedback catches you off guard? When feedback surprises you, the most powerful response is simple: thank the person for telling you, say honestly that it is a surprise to hear, and ask for a specific example. This buys you time to process, honors their courage in speaking up, and keeps the conversation productive. How do you follow up after receiving feedback to show progress? Following up after feedback is what separates people who grow from people who nod and forget. Reference the specific feedback you received, name the concrete action you took in response, and ask whether that action reflects what the person was looking for. It closes the loop and builds trust. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.